Chevra, it's a very, very special schus to, first of all, welcome back. Not chas v'shalom, welcome back home, as you came from home, and you have to always remember that. Libi b'mizrach, and always keep Eretz Yisrael, Yishlaim HaKodesh in our hearts. But to be back for Yontav, to spend Yontav with your mishpacha, is definitely something very special, important. But it's really a very special schuss to have everybody here. And the emes is, as a Rebbe, I gained tremendous chizuk and esoros over the last few days, seeing all of you guys and seeing the growth and feeling that vira da'ara, the kedusha that you have on your panim, in your lev. Mir Tashem, you should all keep it with you and just be mechazik, all of us here in Chutz La'aretz, to feel it until we're all zoich to be back in Shalom Eir Kodesh. And tonight, the first Torah, the first Shir, the month of Nisan. We had to say goodbye to Adar a few days ago. But the emes is, we've said it over often at this table, just a Pashut of Rashi. If you open up Maseches Tainis, and you look at the Gemara and Tainis, Tav Chav Tesem and Aleph, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. The source of that song that we sing, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, when Adar enters, we increase our simcha, increase our joy. So Rashi there says, Minisim Shel Purim U'Pesach. For the miracles of Purim and Pesach, it's a very schwer, very difficult, strange Rashi on the surface. But those of us who understand the deep connection between Purim and Pesach, the deep connection between Adar and Nisan, and understand that the simcha that we started to increase in Adar in no way ceases, in no way ends. We just continue to increase throughout Nisan as well. That's what Rashi is telling us. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, but that continues into Nisan as well. It never says it stops. So, Be'emes, even though we said goodbye to Adar, Baruch Hashem, we had schus to enter into Nisan. Vadim, what we said last week from Yecheskel, Shloshim Yom Acher Achag, as well by Purim, V'Nahapachu. So, Mir Tashem, the simcha should be with us, and we should have a simcha dik month full of simcha, bracha, and geula for every single one of us.
Amen.
So, we enter into this week Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, we have to understand the Sefer was Minag Yisrael for generations, that in yeshivas you start with Sefer Vayikra. Such an emphasis on korbanos, we have to understand what this is all about. The Zohar explains, based on the Gemara Menachos, Taf Chav Tesem Beis, very famous Gemara, which we've spoken about before, in Parashas Bereishis, the pasuk says, Behi Baram. And the Gemara tells us, Behei Baram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Behei, with the letter Hei Baram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Behei Baram. What does that mean, Behei Baram? What do you mean, with the letter Hey, Hashem created the world? So the Zohar explains the Hey represents Chamishi Chumshi Torah, the five books of the Torah, meaning that what? The entire existence of the world is dependent on the Torah. And therefore, for sure, the existence of our life is dependent on our connection to Torah. And we all know this. It's Mamish, Beferish Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that we've spoken about as well before, but we'll read the Rashi, where the Pasuk says, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov ma'od, so everything was tov ma'od, was very good, Vayar v'yoker, Yom Hashishi. Yom Hashishi, what should it say? Yom Shishi. Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, it doesn't say Ha Sheni, Ha Shlishi, what's Yom Hashishi? So Rashi says, Hoisiv Hei Bashishi, added the letter Hei. Bigmar Maisa Bereishis Lomar Shehisna Imam Amanashe Kabbalah Yisrael Chamishi Chumshi Torah. That all of creation in the world is dependent on what? Dependent on Kabbalah Zatorah, on our connection, therefore, the Torah. Davar Acher, similar lesson from a different place. Yom Hashishi means the sixth day. What's the song? The Yom Hashishi? Kulam Tluyim Vodim An Yom Hashishi Ushishi Besivan. Hamuchin Lomatin Torah, as the Gemara in Shabbos Peches tells us. The whole world, the whole existence of the world, and therefore the existence of every one of us, is dependent on Kabbalah Torah. That's the Hey. Behei Baram. That itself is such chizik that each and every one of us has to have in our hearts and understand as we're entering in, some of us already entered into, some of us will be entering into Zman of Ben Azmanim. Realize that all of life is dependent on our connection to Torah. The whole existence of the world is dependent on Kabbalah's Torah. That means if I'm not learning Torah, I wasn't alive that day. There wasn't a world that day. MS, we have to understand this. It's very real. When you learn Torah, you say you're Mevakshe Hashem. It says I'm searching for Hashem. As we know, the Torah is the embodiment of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. The personality, the character traits of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. As we pointed out from the Nefesh HaChaim, as we pointed out from the Heilig HaTanya and Perek Daled. Yecheskel, the Heilig HaTalmud Yecheskel Schreier, he gave me this week, he said he had to share with me a remez that came to him. Mamish, a tremendous remez. Because he was thinking about these Torahs that we've been discussing of being Mishnechus Adam Marbe B'Simcha in the Gemara Tainis that we've said. And he said, Mishnechus Adam Marbe B'Simcha. So you have to be Marbe the word Simcha. How do you increase the word Simcha? You look at Simcha and you say it out B'Miloy. It's entirety. Right? The Chevra knows, some of the Chevra hasn't been here for a while, or hasn't been here. B'Chlal, might be not familiar. You're familiar with Miloy, meaning Aleph is not just Aleph, but Aleph is the Aleph Lamed Pei. And Beis is not just Beis, but if you say it out, it's really Beis Yud Tav. And Gimel is Gimel Maim Lamed, right? Everyone knows what Miloy. So if you look at the Miloy of the letter, it's the letter in its entirety. So if you say Simcha B'Miloy, Shin Yud Nun, Mem, Ches Yud Tav. Hey, there's a few different ways you could say hey, as we've spoken about before. Hey, what? Right, the Vav Torah is correct. Say hey could be, is hey. His gematria Simcha B'Miloy is 868. Exactly gematria Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem. Meaning you want to understand where the great Simcha comes from. The Simcha of this world is those who are Mevakshe Hashem. Yismach Lev Mevakshe Hashem. 868, exactly. Yecheskel, Helik. L'maisi, you hear? Meaning what? So meaning because all Simcha, the Simcha of Adar was based on Kimu Mashu Kibbul Kvar, was Kabbalah's Torah. The Simcha of Nisan is going to be the Simcha of what? Geulas Mitzrayim. But if you know the famous Ramban tells us that all of Geulas Mitzrayim was only to lead to what? Kabbalah's Torah. So when we look at Pesach and Shavuos, it's one long Yantiv. So your Omer is Chol HaMoed. To be Bekabal the Torah, that's the greatest Simcha. But let's get back to Behebar Ram. The world was created with the letter Hey. And the Zohar tells us that's Chamushi Chumshi Torah. But there's a tremendous medrash which we have to learn. There's a room over here. Okay. The medrash tells us going into the Chamushi Chumshi Torah that in Parshas Bereishis, it's a medrash in Gimel Hay in Parshas Bereishis, at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, five times HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the word Ar. Five times he uses the word ar. Vayom lakim yihar, vayihar, vayar lakim et ar kitov. Each of those times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ar, he's alluding to one of the Chamishi Chumshi Torah. This is what the Medrash says. Okay, we're not in any Kabbalah here, we're just reading Medrash. Because ki ner mitzvah v'torah ar. The greatest clarity of our life is Torah. When we start to get confused by society and the culture of society and the influences of society, let's remember the or, the only clarity of light of life, the only light in our life is Torah. So every time we say or, it's another of the books of Torah, and five times it's or, Chamisha Chamisha Torah. Now what's interesting is, and it goes through how each time or, the first or is Keneged Bereishis, the second or is Keneged Shemos, and therefore the third time it says or in the Torah is Keneged Sefer Vayikra. Now listen to this. What's that third time? The third time is Vayar Lakim, it's Ar Ki Tov. The one time when it says that Ar is Tov, not just Ar, it's Ar that Tov is Vayikra. And the Medr says why? I'm going to read it for you. Keneged Sefer Vayikra, Shumale Halachos Rabos, because it's full of many halachos. So Sefer Vayikra that we're entering into is the one time it doesn't just use the word Ar, but it's Ar that's Tov. It's good. It's not just a light, it's a good light. By the way, the Torah, that's like the best of acclimates, is good. It doesn't ever say excellent or great. Tov means awesome in our lingo. That's what Tov means. Okay, you can get a little Tov Ma'od. But ultimately, Tov is awesome. So Vayikra is awesome. this sefer that we're ending into. One, so the answer, the Medrash is saying that there are many, it's mole halachos. The emes is, if you go through, the svarim, and you see how many halachos are in each, so Bereshis has only three, which is crazy. Completely disproportional to the rest of the Torah. We've discussed that before. Because the Bereshis is there just to teach us Midos, Derech Eretz, Kadmah LaTorah. Shemos gets up to 111, okay? Vayikra is 247, which is the most. You get down to Bamidbar, only 52 halachos, and Devarim has 200. So 200 is the most halachos. But it's interesting, the Medrash doesn't say it has rov, it has the most. It just has many. Mali, it's filled with halacha. By the way, the Medrash later then says Devarim is also. It uses a similar by Devarim, even though it doesn't say Tov over there. So can we understand this in any other way? Can we understand why the Or is Tov by Vayikra, outside of having so many halachos, which it does, can we understand any other way? So I saw in the Shvi'i Pinchas, a tremendous yisod. Shvi'i Pinchas says, if we open up, pass me the Chumash over here. If we open up Parshas Kedoshim, the beginning of Kedoshim, and we read just Mamish all the way at the beginning of Kedoshim, the first Rashi in Kedoshim, Vayidaber Hashem, Moshe Lemer, Dabra, Kol Adas Ben Yisrael, Melamed Shenemra Parshazu B'Hakel, Sherov Gufei HaTorah Tluyim Ba. Rov Gufei HaTorah Tluyim Ba. Rov, the most Gufei Torah, like the fundamental foundations of the Torah, I'd say, are Tolar, dependent on Parshas Kedoshim. And that Parshas Kedoshim is in Sefer Vayikra. What's he talking about? There's a lot in Sefer. Could be talking about Kedoshim to you. Shvi'i Pinchas wants to suggest he's talking about V'haftu Lecha Kamocha. The pasuk of V'haftu Lecha Kamocha, all of Ben Amok Avero, is found in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Kedoshim. And Pashtus, that's as we know, the famous story in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, was the goy that wants to be in this gayer, it comes first to Shammai, and then eventually to Hillel, and says, what? Teach me Kol HaTorah Kula Al Regel Echad. Teach me all of Torah on one foot. And what's the answer? Madisani lecha lechavra chalosavir. What you would hate done to yourself, don't do to your friend. Meaning, what? V'idach pirusha, go learn. The rest is just pirush. In other words, what? The foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula is Bein Amachleiro, is V'haftu Lecha Kamocha. And maybe that's what the Medrash is referring to. That's in Sefer Vayikra. Could be a possibility. And we have to always remember that, as much as we're saying Vada, the whole entire world is standing upon Torah. The whole world was Yom HaShishi, was dependent on Kabbalah's Torah, an hour of learning of Torah. But Derech Eretz is even Kadmah LaTorah. And it's so important, the Rabbi Nishalom gave us a Ben Azmanim, and Pistama Ben Azmanim is to go and be active in Ben Al-Nachavero, that we don't have that opportunity as much when we're in Yeshiva, although we have it in Yeshiva as well. But to Lemaisa, to be there for our parents, and to be there for our siblings, and to V'haftarecha Kamocha, is a Klal Gadol B'Torah. You know, I always think this time of the year, it's a famous story, I'm sure most of you have heard it, but it's worth repeating. And if you didn't hear it yet, mamish it. There's a big tzaddik that's in Borough Park. Some of us had the schuss to be by him. I've had the schuss to be and have to be by him many, many times in my life, and there's very few people in the world that I respect more and that have given me more. Mamish, it's like mamish looking at a malach. The Shkolener Rebbe, Shlita. The Shkolener Rebbe, mamish, it's like being with a malach. The Shkolener Rebbe, his tata, his father, Lezer Zusha, Portugal. His father who was nifter already in the early 1980s. So there's a famous story how after the Holocaust, he was in Ukraine. And he wanted to have, it was Pesach time. And he wanted to have matzahs. He wanted to have matzahs for Pesach. So somehow, miraculously, he was able to get his hands on some flour and some a mill, wheat and a mill and an oven. But he wasn't going to be able to bake too many matzahs. So he was baking matzahs. He had his matzahs, baking matzahs. And he was giving out the matzahs to people. They should have matzahs for Pesach. Nobody else had matzahs for Pesach. But he only gave out, everybody should only have three matzahs. Because it's not fair. He wanted to be able to give everybody, many people is good, everyone should only have three matzahs. So the Vizhnitz Rebbe, Rav Baruch of Vizhnitz, he sent his son, Rav Moshe, who just passed away a few years ago. The Vizhnitz Rebbe passed in 2012, I believe. He sent him to the Skolena Rebbe, that's all. The Skolena Rebbe is now his father. Sent him to the Skolena Rebbe to get matzahs. And he goes to the Skolena Rebbe, and the Skolena Rebbe says, oh, this is for the Vizhnitz Rebbe, and he packs up three matzahs beautifully for him. And Rav Moshe Hager, he was a little boy at the time, he says to the Skolena Rebbe, my tata said, I need to have six matzahs. And the Skolena Rebbe says, six matzahs? It's not, I'm only giving everybody three. But tell your father, tell the Rebbe, I'm sorry, but I'm only giving out three matzahs to everybody. It's not fair. Other people won't get matzahs at all. Then everybody's only getting three matzahs this Pesach. Well, we have this whole set of matzahs. He says, no, my tata said I can't leave here unless I take six matzahs. So the Skolena Rebbe was trying to talk back and forth. Eventually, the Vizhnitz Rebbe is telling this, it must be something special, something amazing. He must be giving it to someone. He doesn't know Chesnisht. So he gives him six matzahs. And he didn't live close. It was a journey where they were. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Rav Moshe Hager, the son of the Vizhnitz Rebbe, comes back to Skolena Rebbe. And he says, my father sent me to you to give you something. And he hands him three matzahs. He says, what's this? What's going on? My father knew what a tzaddik you are and knew that you'd give away all your matzahs and that you'd have no matzahs even left for yourself. So he took six matzahs so that he could give you back now three matzahs as close to Pesach as possible so you'll have matzahs tonight. And Kachave, this Glenn Rebbe with a big smile says, tell your father thank you very much, Zemes. He gave away, he's the one that went and put all the amelis in and all the tirda to give away all the matzahs, and he ended up, he didn't have any matzahs for himself. But you see, everyone knew such a tzaddik, the Vizhnitz Rebbe knew that he would do such a thing already. Understand what it is to be completely mevatel yourself for others. That mamish, before it comes to Torah itself, before it comes to the mitzvah itself, derech eretz kodem lo Torah, Yenim needs matzahs, so I won't have matzahs this Pesach. Yoyim ha-shishi, Torah, but derech eretz kodem lo Torah. And it could be that's what Vayikra has, Vahaftu Echa Kamocha. But Emes is, that's not what I want to talk about tonight. Although that's worth talking about tonight. So listen, Chavra. Maybe one other derech of Karbanos, of what's so important. See, Sefer Vayikra is Mole Halachos, but most of the Halachos that make it the Or Kitov are Halachos of what? Halachos of Karbanos. Halachos of sacrificing. Which Bizman HaZeh, it's a little, you know, we think, we don't have this Bizman HaZeh. We're yearning for Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean to me? What does the Karban mean to me? I don't have Karbanos. And the Karban is Tov, that's the R that's Tov. Because the Karban, Mamish, what does the Karban do? Karban brings Kapara. You know what type of Tov, you know what type of gift it is, Kapara? You know what type of gift the Rabbanu, every one of us in this room, we've all messed up in our lives. Who could say we haven't done spinning the Rabbanu Shalom's face and we've been lazy and we've looked at things we shouldn't be looking at and doing things we're not supposed to be doing. And we have the opportunity for tshuva through a karbon. Halavai, but we don't have a karbon. That's the greatest tov. That's the art that's tov. Look, listen to the Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Chaf Hei, Tov v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is good and straight. What's this talking about? Al kein yorech adoy materach. He puts sinners on the proper path. Medrash says, Shalu l'chachma chote may oncho. They asked the wise man, or the wisdom itself, what happens to a sinner? What's his punishment? Chatam tir defra. All bad will run after him, basically. Shalu l'nevuah. They asked the prophet, chote may oncho. What's the punishment of a sinner? Hanefesh achotas he tamus. He's gonna die. Shalul a Torah chayte mancho. Ask the Torah what's the punishment of a sinner. Yavi asham vischaper lo. Ah, he could bring a carbon. Could bring a carbon. Shalul akadosh baruch hu chayte mancho. Yasta tshuva vischaper lo. Could do tshuva through the carbon. And that's tova yashar Hashem. But we don't have kurbanos. We don't have kurbanos. What are we going to do? The Zohar says, Mamash, the Zohar says in Vayikra, Dizamin lismashkina b'chayvayid Yisrael. It's going to come a time we're going to sin. And Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan is going to be destroyed. We're no longer going to have Mishkan. Avos vasalahai, but there's a refuah. There's a medication. Adam ki yakav mikem karbon la'Hashem. Harach karbon on the agin akula. It protects everything. But I don't have karbonos. What are we going to do? We don't have karbonos. So it could be, again, it could be that Rav Halachos of Ayikra, why it's Or Kitov, is because it teaches a tshuva through karbonos. It gives us this unbelievable opportunity. I mess up, I bring a chata, I bring an ashram. I don't have that opportunity, so I'm going to fall into despair. What could I do? What could I do? Because the biggest machla is feeling that despair. After we mess up, after I have a day where I don't learn where I should, or I have a day where I look at something I'm not supposed to be looking at, or I do something I'm not supposed to be doing. So we have to understand, Chavra. We have to understand, what is a karbon? What's the essence of bringing a karbon? Listen to the words of the Halakha Ramban, Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes, in this week's parasha. The Ramban, these are famous words. If you haven't read through the entire Ramban, I'm not going to do it. If you haven't ever learned the Ramban, but the Ramban says as follows: Kedei sheyachshov adam ba'asoso kol eila ki choyte lelokav begufu benafsho. Person has to understand when he sins, he messed up to God in a real way. V'roy lo sheyishpach damo v'yisraf gufo, and it's befitting, based on our sins, that we should be pouring out our blood and burning our bodies for God. But God instead did a tremendous chesed, and He's willing to take this exchange. And the blood and the soul of the carbon will be an exchange for my own soul, for my own life. Meaning what? You know what a carbon is? A carbon is literally giving up and sacrificing ourselves for Hashem. But I'm not going to sacrifice Hashem. Hashem does the chesed, so we sacrifice the carbon instead. Mesiras nefesh. Giving it all up to Hashem because I realize I don't deserve what I have once I mess up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, l'maisa chevra, listen closely. If we can't bring karbonos in animals, bizman hazeh, it's not about the animal, the Ramban's telling us. It's not about Hashem, you think God really wants or needs a chvesnes, a goat burnt to him? You think, what does God eat? Reach michoich, he enjoys the good smell. You think he really enjoys the good smell? Open up when you have the time. Tehillim Kapitel Nun, and read through it. You'll see God doesn't care about the par, and doesn't care about the karbanos. He doesn't need this. If he really wanted it, Lashem Arch Meloa, he could have it all any moment. You think he's really, what do you think? The Rabbanu Shem's up there, Ichvesnes was from filet mignon and eating the carbon that we bring to him? Or no, he's sitting around and sitting around enjoying the incense, you know, like Lameisa. What? Getting high on the smell of the carbon? What are we thinking? What is the carbon all about? The Ramban tells us what the carbon is. So I should feel that this is what deserves to be happening to me. And in place of that, this is what's going to happen. I'm feeling that I'm giving up my life to the Ribbono Shel Olam because I messed up. I have to be moiser nefesh to Hashem. So maybe we can suggest, if we don't have karbanos bizman hazeh, I have to feel that feeling of sweat and blood in a different way. What does the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis say? Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ol. Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ol from Parsha Zchukas. And the Gemara in Brachos says, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim El Misha Memes Atzmola. The true Torah only has a kiyamis to it. Only has a fulfillment to it. If I'm memes atzmola, I kill myself over the Torah. I sweat over the Torah. There's blood over the Torah. There's a melus betorah. With a melus betorah, there's a kiyamis to my Torah. So maybe, perhaps we could suggest, you know what the Karban Bizman Hazeh is? You know what it is? I mean, ultimately, Vayikra is Tov, is the R that's Tov, because it has Karbanos, which is our Tshuva. But if we don't have Karbanos and animals, my Karban has to be my Amelus Betorah. My Karban has to be my Amelus Betorah. I should be toiling over Torah, not just learning Torah. Not just, okay, Shkoyach, my yeshiva gave me a little booklet, and I'm going to do my half hour a day, because I did my half hour a day, and I filled out that I learned. But was I Amel Betorah? Did I toil in Torah? Did I work hard over the Torah? Did I sweat over the words? Did I learn late at night or early in the morning or whatever it does? It's all different types of amelus. It could be in time. It could be in effort. It could be in chves. There's all different types of hard work and effort. And it's not about necessarily 10 hours a day. It could be 1 hour a day. I'm not... But it's real. It's amelus. What I'm learning is not just chves. So I opened up my chumash and I read the Hebrew words and I translated them. Shkayach. So I feel good that I went through my aliyah today. Meaning, Lemaisa, did I work hard over it? Did I toil? Was there? And then it's a korban. And then that korban is my tshuva. That's what it means, perhaps. Did I bring Gemara Menachos here? That's what the Gemara Menachos means, maybe. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuv Yud, tells us what? Zois Torah's chatas, Zois Torah's achim, Ko usik betoras chatas, Kilu hikriv chatas, Ko usik betoras Asham kilhikrif asham. Not just pashup shot is you learn the Torah about a chatas as if you brought a chatas. You learn the Torah about an asham as if you. But maybe you learn Torah's chatas, meaning I learn Torah as if it's a chatas. I learn Torah as if it's a chatas. I learn Torah as if it's an asham, meaning I sacrificed over it. I was amal on it. Then it's as if I brought the carbon. And that's my tshuva. And that's the greatest R. That's Sefer Vayikra, the godless of Sefer Vayikra. I think I saw in the Shvila Pinchas. It wasn't. This is not. I don't remember. I think he said it. Maybe that it says. We say what? Adam ki yakrim mikem karban. Adam ki yakrim. Why Adam? Why not Ish? To make a connection to Zos HaTorah. Adam ki yamas ba'oel. Adam ki yakrim mikem karban could be Adam ki yamas ba'oel through our Torah, through our toiling Torah. There's a lot of chevra in this room that just came back from learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And now you're back in Chutz Loretz. Sometimes you feel it's not the same. You should feel it's not the same environment. All of us that have the zechus to have been in Eretz Yisrael and are now back here, we feel it's different. It's not the same kedusha. It's not the same. If you feel it is the same, then we have big problems. You better get on a plane immediately. But the one thing we have the same is all these svarim on the table here: the Gemara, the Chumash, the Zohar, the Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash. It's all the same ones that you have in Eretz Yisrael. Tell them the chairs over here. They're all the same ones. And that Amelus, so a korban I could only bring in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, even if it's based on Migdash. And Amelus Betoyerdik a korban I could bring here in Cedars or Woodmere or Lawrence, or even if you go to Miami or Arizona or Chleistish, wherever you're going to be. You bring your Svarim, I could bring Karbanos there as well. Amelus Betoyerdik a korbanos I could bring there as well. The Medrash that we quoted, that Vayikra is the R that's Tov. So the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk? Vayar Lakim Es Ha'ar Ki Tov. Es Ha'ar Ki Tov. Es Ha'ar is Gematria Toira. Es Ha'ar. Es Ha'ar Ki Tov. Ha! S-R is Kito. It's through the Torah. It's not just the Karbanos of Vayikra. It's the Torah. It's the Amelus for Torah. I recently read, it was in the Chvesish, in the 5,000 Jewish Times, an amazing, it was an article about the following. It was June of 1944. And that's when they eventually, it was very towards the end of the war, when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, liquidated the Hungarian ghettos. The Hungarian Yidden were the last to go into the concentration camps. And they were sending them to Auschwitz, lining them up, screaming, yelling, telling them they can't take anything with them. And the people that were Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim, what'd they take with them? What'd they take with them if they were going to take anything? And what they were going to sneak into Auschwitz? Because they knew there's no way they could fight the Nazis physically, but we could still fight the Nazis spiritually. What they did, they went to the Svarim and they ripped out pages of Svarim, pages of the Gemara, pages of the Chumash, pages of the Chlesnish of a Shulchan Aruch. And they hid it inside their clothing and they tied it to themselves so they could learn something. They could learn some Torah. 22 rabbis, 22 rabbanim, they got together in Auschwitz and they all had different pages of Gemara, different pages of Torah. And they decided we're going to have yeshiva in Auschwitz. You ever hear this before? You have to hear this, Mamish. Yeshiva in Auschwitz. These 22 tzaddikim, they all had different pages of Torah, and they said after the long day of work, whatever they're working, at the end of the day, they'll get together secretly and learn together from the pages that they had, and continue to come up with perushe Torah, chidushim on the Torah. One of them was a tzaddik, Rav Avram Meir Yisrael. And he decided they can't just learn, but they have to show there's going to be a future of Klal Yisrael, and they're going to write down their chidushim. They're going to write down their chidushim, so that they're going to have it for the next door. And he went, and a few of them took their rations of bread, and they traded it to some Ukrainian guard to get a pencil. And he would write down all the chidushim that the tzaddikim would come in the yeshiva shel Auschwitz. And where they got paper, they pulled off on the covers of the chvesnish cement that was around there. And eventually they were evacuated. The Russians were coming, and there was... So the Nazis, they eventually evacuated Auschwitz. And where did they take everyone? They took everyone to Buchenwald. And he went and he was able to take a stack of these papers and hide them. He took them to Buchenwald with him. When they're in Buchenwald, they had already a lot of papers. It was hard to hide them. They knew they would search the barrack all the time. So one of the chvesnish, one of the rabbanim, his job was to be in the barrack where they kept dead bodies. So he hid it over somewhere over there. They figured they're not checking over there. And eventually they evacuated Buchenwald and they went to another camp. And somehow this one Rav, Rav Avraham Meir Yisrael, he took all these papers with him. And there was a terrible, in this last concentration camp, a terrible epidemic, a sickness broke out. People were mamish very sick. The Nazis didn't kill themselves, were dying. And this Rav, but he wanted to save these papers. And he went and he quickly took it because he got sick and he was going to go to a hospital. And he went and he hid them up in an attic, in the rafters of an attic somewhere in one of the barracks. And he went, and eventually it was liberation, Baruch Hashem, and he survived. And he came to America, and he had two bags with him, one bag with some belongings that he had after the war, and the bag with these papers, of these chidushim, from the yeshiva of Auschwitz. By the end of the war, only three members of the yeshiva survived. This Rav Yisrael Meir, Rav Avraham Meir Yisrael, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, who became the Satmar Rebbe, the Satmar Rav, after his uncle Rav Yoelish was Nifter. Rav Moshe Teitelbaum was in the Chevra, was part of the yeshiva. And Rav David Gross, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, and Rav Avraham Meir Yisrael came to America, Rav David Gross went to Eretz Yisrael. I believe Rav Avraham Meir Yisrael is the only one still alive. And apparently right now they're working on putting this and making it into a sefer. Yeshiva shel Auschwitz. You hear? Do you understand what Amelus B'Torah is? What Mesiris Nefesh B'Torah is? You tell me that when they were learning Torah, those weren't korbanos. Every page they learned to be chiddush, they come up, thus is a korban. And thus is a korban that's the greatest aura, the greatest light. And these are the korbanos that we can make as well. You don't have to be in Auschwitz to be Amal B'Torah. We can be Amal B'Torah here in Cedars, in Woodmere, in Lawrence, in Miami, in Arizona. wherever you're going to be. If I'm Moser Nefesh for Torah. You know, share a little bit, to get a little bit deep. The Gemara in Erevin, Dav Yud Ches on the Beis, it tells us, again, this is just learning Gemara here. Learn Gemara. Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Dayo Le'olam Shishtamash Beshtei Osios. Once there's Chor Beis HaMikdash, all we have are two letters of Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You know which letters? Yud Kei. Shem HaKol Neshama Ta'aloka, Ha'aluka. All we have left now is Yud Hei. What's going on? What does the Gemara mean? All we have is Yud Hei. What about Vav Hei? So the B'nai Yisaschar, the Halakha B'nai Yisaschar, he has a whole Torah where he explains in his Torahs and Shabbos, the Yud Hei represents our Machshava and Vav Hei is the Maisa. First comes Yud Hei and then comes Vav Hei. So Yud Hei is the thought to do a Maisa, Vav Hei is the actual Maisa. So what are we saying? Say, when we had Beis HaMikdash, we had the Maisa, we had the Korbanos. We could do the Maisa of Korbanos. Now we only have Yud Hei, we only have the Machshava. It's Machshava, Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is not a Maisa, it's Limud HaTorah. And that's maybe what it means as well. Now we can understand the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us in that Vav, Amar Rav Ashi, Chashav Adam Lasos Mitzvah Venenas. If you want to do Mitzvah, Chashav, the Amachshavim, and your own ace, it's accidental, you can't do it. Velo Asa, Malav Kasav Kilu Asa. I want to bring Karbanos, I can't bring actual Karbanos, but I can have Machshava, and there's no base in English. I can only have Machshavas. I have machshavos. Machshavos is limud haTorah. I sit and learn Torah. I'm amal b'Torah. It's ki'ilu asa. Ki'ilu b'ra arbon. By the way, we said before, b'gematria, there's a concept of a miloy. The miloy of yud-hei. Yud-vav-dalid. Hei-hei-aleph is exactly 26. Meaning yud-hei in miloy is mashlim, is the whole yud-kei-vav-kei. It's ki'ilu you didn't. Because if you try to do the machshava and you're own it, you can't do the maisa, ki'ilu asa. So yud-hei by itself is gematria, yud-kei-vav-kei. Tremendous, mamash tremendous. This is from that Arizal. You know, Lel Seder, the Rosh is going to come to the Seder. Now there are tzaddikim who tell us that the Arba Banim, it's really a little bit... Each of us has all of those four character traits. Hopefully we're mostly a chacham. But once in a while we're Sheinu De'elishal, and sometimes we're a tam. Hopefully very rarely we're a rasha. But what does the rasha say? Ma ha'avoda hazois lachem. I saw in Rav Shor's Haggadah in Lekach Valiva, he says, you know what the kasha, I think it was in the Haggadah, if I'm not mistaken, years ago. What's the kash of the Rasha? The kash of the Rasha of Ma'avoidah Tzuchem. Why do you want to be Amal B'Torah? You want to learn Torah. You want to do some mitzvah shkoyach. But you're going to be Amal? You're going to sweat over it? It's going to be Torah, Zosot Torah Adam, Kiyamas Ba'il. Ain't the B'Torah Miskami Elamim Shemei Mitzah Asmal? Just do it, but you don't have to be Avoidah Tzuchem. That's a Rasha. A Rasha says, okay, I'll put on my yarmulke, I'll put on my tzitzis. I'll show up to shul, maybe 15 minutes late. I'll get to my 6-minute mincha and my 8-minute ma'ariv. And I'll do my token Mishnah a day. Amelus, this is not for me. Amelus b'Torah is the key. That's the korban. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash. All we have left is Yud Hei. All we have left is the machshava. All we have is the Torah. And amelus b'Torah. Just to end with a story, it's just incredible. Very short. I saw this years ago. Also, I believe it's in the Agadah from Ashur. I saw this from Ashur years ago. I think it was, unless I heard it from. I remember being from Rav Shor. This is Rav Chaim Brim was on his way to shul the first day of Pesach Yontif, and his Pasha Yid stopped him, and his Pasha Yid said to him, "I had a chalom last night. I had a dream last night, and in the dream, it came to me in this dream that Gematria v'chol hamar b'lasabris Yisrael harizem b'shubach." Which is 2,154, is exactly gematria zram moed nashim nizikim kachim taros with the kol of each one. This was his chalom. Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's got to be a chalom because you can't just make that up, you know. Chalhamar bil saper, you see Israel Merza b'shubach, is gematria, zroam moyed nashim nezikim kachim taras. What's pshat? Pshat is odd that all of Pesach is for geula, all of Pesach is cheres, is freedom. But what is freedom for? What is the time in a life for? To be amal b'tara. To go and steig in zroam moyed nashim nezikim kachim taras. Chedva, al tikri chares el cheres. There's only one way to find freedom in this world, it's learning Torah, to be involved in Torah. We're entering Bein Hazmanim, and Bein Hazmanim, Vad, the Yetahar is very strong. And Vad, and Chutzar, the Yetahar is very strong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that we're starting Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer of Karbanos, to remind us of the Karbanos, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, which we're yearning for, but the Karbanos of Amelos B'Torah, the Karbanos of our toiling in Torah. Bez Hashem Zbarach, each and every one of us should be Zoicha, as we start out by saying, a Nisan full of Simcha and Bracha, a Nisan full of Geula. Let's remember, if we want that, and we want our world to have Seder to it, it's Yom HaShishi, it's all dependent on our Amelos B'Torah. Bez Hashem Zbarach.